When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here for another exclusive opportunity to listen in to a very special guest with me, Dan Tortora, on Wake Up Call, DT.com, part of the Dan Tortora Broadcast Media family. Here with me right now is starting pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks and played for Cicero North Syracuse in high school in upstate New York, Patrick Corbin. Patrick, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well and happy to have you here. First and foremost, Patrick, I want to talk with you about your time at Cicero North Syracuse and what you've taken from that. What's really stuck with you now that you're in the major leagues from what you learned at Cicero North Syracuse?
No, I mean, kind of my first time getting into pitching there in 11th grade, and just kind of fell in love with the game and just wanted to continue playing. Never thought I'd be where I am today or make it this far. I just always kind of knew I had a good arm and just honestly wanted to go out there, compete, play against other people, and just and have a good time with it. And after my couple years at CNS, I kind of realized maybe I can enhance my career in baseball and maybe have a chance to play some college ball and maybe get drafted if that happens. But it was just a good learning point, a lot of good guys there. Still stay in touch with Coach Rockwell, that's still there. And, I mean, it's just a great time in my life and something I'll never forget.
When you look at where you are, how you got there actually came from a different team. The Los Angeles Angels had drafted you, so they originally had you on their roster. You end up at the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Just talk with me and everyone listening in on how that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got drafted out of junior college, Chipola Junior College out of Florida, by the Angels. And people don't really realize how hard it is to make it to the big leagues, all the levels you have to go through. And that was something that you learn when you get drafted. They send you out there, you go to rookie ball, you're playing in smaller cities and just trying to get your name out there. And drafted by a bigger market team like the Angels, I mean, it was awesome. Loved it there while I was there. And they just had a trade set up to move me to Arizona to help their team get better and to help Arizona get better. And at the time, didn't really know what to think, but now you realize how that's probably one of the better things that could have happened and probably got me to the big leagues a little bit quicker than maybe if I was over there with them.
When you say that coming to the Arizona Diamondbacks may have got you out there quicker, gave you an opportunity to get into the majors quicker, what is it about the organization that truly helped that to happen?
I mean, they seem to give all their guys a chance here, and especially being traded for, you realize that this team wants you, and they're not going to trade away their ace at the time and Dan Heron for guys that they're not going to think will help their big league club out. So I realized that if I just went there and did what I was capable of doing, that they would give me every opportunity to make their big league club. And it's just like a matter of time when you're in the minor leagues. You just got to do your time kind of at each level and progress and learn things. And that's something that every day when you go out there and pitch, you're learning a lot. There's stuff still today that I learn every time I go out there and just try to learn from the veteran guys. And just shows how tough baseball is as a game and why it's so fun.
Patrick, let's go through your history. You know, you had made the statement that you played rookie ball, you were in low A, went to high A, double A, triple A, got yourself up onto the Arizona Diamondbacks for the major league roster last season. Then you find yourself also back in triple A. Now you're back with the majors, with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and back in the starting rotation. Just go through this with me and what this history truly was to you, because baseball does it different than any other sport in what you have to go through.
Well, I started with the Angels in rookie ball my first year after college, and we had a good season there. Won the championship my first year, fortunate of doing that. And the next year, went back with them to low A, and then eventually got traded that year over to the Diamondbacks and made it up to high A in my second season, which I thought was good. And coming in the next year was my first year at double A, playing for Mobile, Bay Bears in Alabama, and just having had a good experiences at all these levels. I mean, every time you're getting moved around, learning a new city, can maybe a little bit frustrating, but I mean, it's neat, and it's something that I'm gonna look back on and realize how, I mean, how much fun I actually had in those cities, and how much I've learned from the coaching and just being around great guys. And and then last year was my first big league camp where I just wanted to come in, make an impression on some of the older guys, and just kind of go in there and pitch. And actually had a really good spring training, and thought I had an opportunity to make the team, but they ended up sending me back to Double A again for a couple weeks, and then that's when I got my call up to the big leagues after that. And I mean, you get sent up and down, but with injuries and stuff like that, but they just, the Diamondbacks here like to give everybody an opportunity just to get a taste and just see what you have, and that's kind of what I did. I just wanted to show them that I was able to pitch at this level, and it's just something that I'm going to continue to learn from, and I mean, things like that are just learning tools that you can take for the future.
Patrick, when you look back through all the channels that you had to go through to having to play single-A ball, double-A ball, triple-A, get to where you are right now, understand that this is, like I said before, a totally different atmosphere than any other professional league. When you look back on what you needed to do to get to where you are right now, just go through that with me and tell me, you know, happy, frustrated, do you understand? What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's definitely worth the fight. That's why, I mean, guys are sticking around in the minor leagues just to get that one day or to get that call and to the big leagues. And I mean, that was probably one of the most memorable days of my life when I got the call from Turner Ward, just telling me that you're going to the big leagues. And I mean, it's just a feeling that you'll never forget, and a day that I'll never forget. I mean, telling my parents that was unreal, but like I said before, I mean, a million years never thought that I'd ever be at this, or where I am today. And, I mean, just, if you look back at it, all the hard work you put through the minor leagues, even through high school and college, I mean, it's obviously paid off, and, it's just, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, or as long as I can. And, I mean, I hope to be a big league pitcher for, 10, 15 years, or as long as I can do it. And it's just something that I'm going to continue to work as hard as I can to stay at this level and be here as long as I possibly can.
When you look at where you are right now, Patrick, give me your thoughts on being number five in a five-man rotation, that position in the pitching rotation for the Diamondbacks, what that means to you.
I'm just glad to be up here. Just I feel like I'm capable to help these guys win some ball games. And we have a really good pitching staff here, so just to be a part of it is an honor in itself. Guys who've been around, who've had success, Wade Miley, who's here, almost Rookie of the Year last year and made the All-Star team. I mean, I played with him coming up in the minor leagues, and it just shows like that we're good enough to get these guys out, and you just have to go out there, gain some confidence, and basically be yourself. And that's probably the biggest thing that I learned from being called up the little time last year and then starting this year, was don't go out there and do too much. Just be yourself and do what got you to this point.
Looking at what you've done so far this season early on, you go out 3-0 victory over Milwaukee, then a 9-2 victory over the Dodgers. You're the winning pitcher in both of those games. Talk about what it means to go out and get those early wins coming into the season.
Well, I mean, you obviously want to always start off to a good start, and I feel like spring I was able to work out some things and correct some things with my mechanics and with my pitches and just carry it over into the season, and being able to go out there and have two quality starts. I mean, that's what the team asked you to do, and that's why you're here. So there's no reason for me not to expect to go out there and do that every time. And I mean, it's always good to get off on a good start. And I mean, it's a long season, so you can't really get too high or too low on it. So it's just every day I'm going to try to go out there and get a little bit better and just try to have a better start my next time.
Bringing up the fact that it's a long season, 162 games, when you look at the fact that you're playing Major League Baseball from April all the way through to October, if you're a team that's going to be in the playoffs and playing in the World Series, do you feel like the season is too long? Are you okay with it because you're a pitcher and you're not playing every single game? I mean, just talk to me about the length of the baseball season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, it's a lot of ball games, and I mean, baseball has been like this for a bunch of years now, and I honestly enjoy it, going to every city, playing in different ballparks that you've watched when you were younger, and I mean, being able to go out there every fifth game and just put on the Diamondback jersey is awesome, and I mean, everybody thinks it's a bunch of games, which it is, but I mean, this is why we do this. We love to play, and we're just going to go out there, and you know, the Diamondbacks, they're going to give their best effort every night, and it's just something that this organization does, and I couldn't be happier to play for a better organization than the Diamondbacks.
When you look at this organization of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you look at the fact that Ian Kennedy's 28, Trevor Cahill 25, Wade Miley 26, Brandon McCarthy's 29, and you're 23, everyone in the five-man rotation as far as pitching goes for the Diamondbacks are under 30. What does that say to you about the organization?
I mean, they're going to want some guys to come in here, and these guys, I mean, they've been in the big leagues for a little bit now, and they know what they're capable of doing, and this team has a lot of great guys like that, and I mean, being like a young staff like we are, I feel like we still have a lot of experience here, and between us and Kennedy or even Wade or McCarthy or Cahill, questions or anything, and I mean, they help you out a lot, I think the biggest thing here is having a veteran catcher here with Miguel Montero, who's been around the game, knows every hitter in and out, which helps out a lot. You don't really have to go out there and shake him off ever. He knows what pitch he wants, and he knows if you execute it, that you're going to get this guy out. And just knowing that gives you all the confidence in the world. I mean, having basically an all-star catcher behind the plate every day when you go out to throw makes things easier on this staff. And I mean, this is a great group of guys here, and excited to be a part of it.
In bringing up Miguel Montero, the catcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, not just Montero, but catchers in general, it seems like when a game goes well, the media is going to focus on the pitcher and talk about the pitcher and what the pitcher did right, but not really give a lot of credit to the catcher. Speak with me about what it means to have a guy like Montero, who's not just good with you, but good with the entire pitching staff as far as getting things right.
No, I mean, I think a catcher is probably the most important position on the field. He basically controls the game and controls what's going to be called, and just having someone experienced behind the plate and some guy that you can trust to block pitches when there's a guy at third base, or if you throw a ball in the dirt, you know it's not getting by him. Means everything in the world. Just having the confidence in him and him having the confidence in you to throw what pitch he wants, and just makes things easier on a pitcher when you have all these other things going on, and just allows you to focus on just getting your job done.
You'll have a chance to go up against the New York Yankees, a team that has some history with the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks' first and only World Series thus far came in 2001 against the New York Yankees. You grew up and played ball in high school in the state of New York. What does it mean to you to be able to get on the mound against the Yankees here as a major league pitcher?
Grew up watching the Yankees. Was my favorite team growing up, and I think having the opportunity to play here is awesome, and something I'll look back at when I'm older, and I mean, it's not something that a lot of people get to say that they've done in their life, so something I'm going to cherish, and just glad that I get to come closer to home, get a lot of family out here watching pitch, and it's something that I'll never forget to throw a game at Yankee Stadium.
Will you have family out in the stands for you when you go up against the Yankees?
Yeah, they'll probably. I've left a little bit over 50 tickets for some friends and families, and that's not including other people that are probably driving up from Syracuse, other friends and family. So, should have a pretty good crowd from Syracuse at the game tomorrow.
Looking out into the league as a whole for Major League Baseball, American League has a designated hitter. In the National League where you play, you have to go out there as a pitcher and you have to hit. Would you like to see the entire league come to some type of an agreement that there's either going to have a designated hitter for every single team or a pitcher having to hit for every single team? Are you for or against having a fluid rule where everyone has to do the same thing, or do you like things the way that they are?
I mean, there's obviously disadvantages and advantages with it, on both sides of it. But, I mean, I think everybody would like to maybe see it the same on each side, whether it's one way or the other. But we play mostly National League teams, and I feel like our staff here and myself feel like it maybe gives us a little advantage, knowing that maybe we're a little bit better hitters or than some of the other pitchers. And I mean, feel like when we go out there that if we can just try to get on base, just to help this team win. And I mean, it makes it exciting, keeps you in the game. And I mean, I'm coming up never hitting in high score or anything like that. It's, I mean, you have a good time with it. It's fun, but you still got to go out there and do your job, whether it's to get a bunt down or move a runner over. And but yeah, I mean, if both leagues could come to a decision to make them, I mean, whether it's a DH or let the pitcher hit, I mean, whether it's one or the other, I think that they should try to make both leagues the same.
Keeping with that notion, are you happy now that the Houston Astros have now switched leagues, so it's the same on both sides as far as teams, and each division has five?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that was a great move. I mean, even things out, instead of having 6 and 4 in two divisions, kind of unfair for the team at 6. So, I mean, glad that they did that. They moved over, and I mean, I think it was a good move for baseball and something that, I mean, will help the game out a lot.
Looking at your division specifically, before I let you go here, Patrick, who do you think is going to give the biggest fight to the Diamondbacks in this current campaign?
I mean, I know everybody likes to talk about the Dodgers and the Giants about, I mean, the guys, they got bigger names there and stuff like that. But honestly, I think our team here is, I mean, one of the best teams in baseball. We got a lot, I mean, we don't have the biggest names, but we got a lot of guys that are going to go out and fight for you and give their best effort. And everybody, I mean, no one's really picking us to win or anything like that, but I would just say watch out for us.
I can definitely agree with you that the Diamondbacks have found success with young talent before in their history. And, you know, moving forward, obviously looking forward to talking with you throughout the season, and cannot thank you enough for coming back on and talking with me here about not just your team, but looking around the league. I truly appreciate it, Patrick.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Nice talking to you.